Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's a little pro-call here. I'm bringing us back. Whiter shade of pale on the Wayback Machine. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good writing 16 years of his membership in our brain trust. Couldn't have done it without him. He's one of the top salesmanship experts in the galaxy. President of Imprey Learning, author of all the important books, Proactive Sales Management, Proactive Selling, Ultimate Sales Toolkit. Is there another one I'm missing here somewhere? Skip.
Selling at the new one, Selling Above and Below the Line.
There you go. I don't have that book.
You said that last time, and I made sure Jane sent you one.
Well, then somebody likes it better than me.
You must be collecting them and selling them on the black market.
eBay. I'm selling on eBay. Now, I'll tell you what, seriously, people come in and out of my office. Our library is right here with all our books, and they just wander in. I think people just take the good ones. I think that's what happens.
I'm gonna have Jane send you three.
that way I can sell too. Okay, so let's talk about maybes,
hey,
folks.
Two quick things, Jim.
Hold on, folks. Yeah. I want to point something out here. I'll get you back on context. In the last segment, Skip said, and I've spent my entire life learning how to qualify a prospect. And Skip said, maybe this time we need to think about disqualifying some of them. Explain that again, Skip.
Got it. Before I do quickly, on YouTube, I have a Monday morning video newsletter, and I've probably got 15, 20 editions out there. If you get on YouTube and just type in Skip Miller Sales or whatever,
right,
you'll have all these 2-3 minute videos for free that you can watch. And one of the videos is on what we're talking about, how to qualify and disqualify. When we qualify, it's like, okay, hi, are you the right customer segment? Do you have budget? Do you have a need? Which is important. But we also want to make sure there's energy in the deal. And that, if they're willing to put a foot forward, if they're willing to put a little sweat equity, if they're willing to say, yes, you can come meet my boss, we call them give get. So early in the sale, when it's time to do a presentation or time to do a visit or time to do a half-hour discussion on the phone or a demo, that's a give. And you want to always somewhat make that conditional to say, listen, John, Friday, 10 o'clock, happy to have that presentation with you on WebEx or whatever. But before we do, if that meeting goes well, I think a good next step, we should do this as well. Is that your feeling as well? Always try to make a conditional early in the sale so you can judge energy. If the person goes, no, I just want to see what you got. Well, at least you know what you got. If they're like, you know, that makes perfect logical sense. If this is a good thing on Friday, I think a good next step should be that. So judge the energy of a deal earlier before you start making all these proposals.
This is really important. And we learned all those years ago about body language and seeing if they're leaning toward you or crossing their arms and telling whether you make any progress, whether you're losing them or not. So, but my question is this more with the way the economy's going, the way things are growing these days, it's more important to do that now than ever before, probably, isn't it?
Jim, I walked into a car dealership. My wife's car was off the other month. And I walked into the car dealership, and the guy goes, hi, welcome to this dealership. He says, I have a question for you. Do you plan on buying a car today? And I said, no. He said, fine. Here's my card. Here's the showroom. I'm here. Come by if you want me. Call me if you need me. My phone number's on here. Flag me down. Happy to help you. I mean, he did a good job of flipping me out
right,
so that he could come to the next prospect, because that Saturday must have been a busy Saturday.
You know, another thing that you can do, and I've done this before, and it works, it's a little risky, is if you feel like somebody's not really, if they're playing with you, they're not giving you their attention or whatever they're doing, whatever games they're playing, just say, you know, I'm not sure that we're a good fit for you guys, so I don't want to waste any more of your time. What do you think about that?
Then they want you more.
That's the, if it, but again, sometimes it's risky because sometimes they'll say, you know what, I was just thinking the same thing. I'll see you later. Have a good life.
Jim, you know what? It's not risky because, quite frankly, you know, they weren't going to go out with you on a first date anyway. You know, you brought them flowers, you brought them candy, and they're like, I don't want to go on a first date. You're not going to convince them otherwise. I know you want to. You want to convince them. You got a 10% chance, and guess what? You have a 10% chance.
Another thing you said in the last segment that I like what you said about getting them to do something for you to see if they're serious. I used to do that when I had my consulting company. It worked like a charm. Everybody is not willing to pay a consultant, as you know. Some people just can't stand the idea of writing a check for something they can't hold. But some people are. And the way I found out who would is I would go and work with them the first time, and I would say, now, here's something I need you to do until we meet again so that when we come back, we can talk about this. And if they would do that work, which it wouldn't be a lot, it wouldn't be like homework, it would just be a little bit. If they would do that, then I knew I had somebody that would write a check and it would do what we talked about. If they wouldn't do it, then I knew I was wasting my time and basically wasting their money.
You're exactly right. That's what we call sweat equity, and that's laying out the perfection. You're not asking them to lose 10 pounds. You're just asking them to sweat a little bit.
Yeah, and that's part of the disqualifying process, isn't it?
Exactly right. And think about the last step of the deal. Think about the proposal writing. Why would you write a proposal and send it to a customer? Send a four-letter word for a reason.
Right.
If you're going to do a proposal, come up with two or three options that the customer has to work with you on to make a final decision.
Right.
Sweat equity at the end of the sale.
Hey, Skip, I need your website again, please.
There's a new one for small business owners. It's called SellingAdvantage.net.
SellingAdvantage.net. So check it out, folks. Yep. Tintel, right back with Skip Miller. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
The masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.